praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for blessing us with everything we need. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your strength that is working within us, making it easy for us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for putting your honor upon our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for turning around negative situations into positive situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the ability you have placed in us to serve you in an acceptable way. The ability to worship you in spirit and in truth. The ability to pray by the leading of your Holy Spirit. The ability to praise you. Thank you for putting in us these abilities. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the way you have made us a blessing to many people out there. Thank you for what you're using us to do in the earth at this time. For you are using us to reveal your glory on earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that came in our dreams that you defeated by your power. Thank you for giving us good health. Thank you for giving us peace and everlasting joy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is always in this ministry. There have never been a time we lack your presence. There have never been a time we lack your power. You have destroyed all the works of the enemy through our prayers. You have liberated us. You have transformed us through our prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come tonight to to seek your face, to wait on you, to pray, to trust you, and to tell you our needs. I ask, O Lord, that you rain down your glory, rain down signs and wonders. Do great things right here as we pray. Let there be manifestation of victories. Let there be breakthroughs and open doors. Let your name be glorified in this place. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing some worship songs, and after that we would be praying with prayer points. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Alleluia. 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 You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I Am, the great I Am. Alleluia. 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 Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives. Because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Shiva, hold it to be glorified. Shiva, hold it, Jehovah. Shiva, hold it to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You will never change. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, you are miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, miraculous God, holy, are you, Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship. We worship your majesty. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. All creation, call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega and Omega. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. In our lives, we say, thank you, thank you, Lord. You have been so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're so faithful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We have a Father.
We have a Father.
Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Hallelujah. We have a Father,
Almighty Father.
Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father.
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done.
Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Yes, Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I ends had provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I ends had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Begin to worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. Bless his holy name. Give him praise. For he is the Lord. He is the Most High God. He is self-sufficient God. He is all-sufficient God. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship him. He is before all things. And by him all things consist. Worship him. He is highly exalted. Far above the heavens and the earth. Far above thrones, kingdoms, dominions, powers and principalities. He is the Most High God, the God of Israel. He is the one who was and is and he is to come. Worship him. He does impossible things. He does miraculous works. He is the Lord. And Yahweh is his name. Worship Him. Worship Him. He controls times and seasons. Praise Him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Miracle worker. Mountain mover. Way maker. We praise you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Your name is highly exalted. You are highly lifted. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for upholding us in your righteousness, in your ways, in your truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You can say, Father, thank you for blessing me with yourself. You can say, Father, thank you for blessing me with yourself. Thank you for giving me yourself, giving me all the fullness that is in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for blessing me with yourself. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with the fullness that is in you. With all the fullness that is in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You have given me yourself. And you have given me the fullness of all that is in you. Thank you, Father. For I lack nothing because I have you, and I will lack nothing because I have you, because you have given me all that is in you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the battles my strength could not conquer. That you fought for me. for me. Begin to say, Father, thank you for the battles my strength could not conquer, but you fought for me and you got the victory for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for battles my strength could not overcome, but you stepped in and gave me victory. Thank you for battles that were too strong for me, that you conquered for me. Thank you, Lord, for conquering the enemies that were too strong for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for peace you have given to me. Unexplainable peace. Peace that cannot be explained. Thank you for the peace you have given me. Thank you for peace in my spirit. Peace in my soul, peace in my body, peace in my environment. Thank you, Father, for peace you have given to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, thank you, Father, for peace you have given to me. Unexplainable peace. Peace that cannot be explained with human words. Peace that cannot be understood with human mind. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with such peace. Thank you for giving me peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have destroyed troubles in my life. You have uprooted fear from my life. You have given me perfect peace. Perfect peace. You have taken away confusion from my life. You have taken away worries from my life, anxieties from my life. And you have given me your peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Father. With your light, expose every dark secret that is behind many situations in my life. Every dark secret behind many things happening to me, many things happening in my life. Oh Lord, expose them with your light. Expose them with your light. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, expose. Say, oh Lord, expose every dark secret, every secret of darkness that is behind the problems going on in my life, the limitations in my life, the downfall in my life, the suffering in my life, the poverty in my life, the sickness in my life, the weakness in my life. Oh Lord, expose the dark secret behind these things. The secret of darkness that is not making these limitations go away from my life. The secret of darkness that is not making poverty go away from my life, suffering go away from my life. Oh Lord, expose the secret to me with your light. In the name of Jesus, every secret of darkness that is the reason why stagnation is would not leave my life. Oh Lord, expose them to me now with your light. The secrets of darkness that is the reason why captivities will not leave my life. Limitations will not leave my life. Sorrows, problems will not leave. Oh Lord, expose those secrets to me now. By your light, expose those secrets to me now. By your light, the secrets of darkness that is sponsoring the problems I am experiencing, the limitations I am experiencing, the secrets of darkness that is sponsoring the troubles I am facing, the financial limitations I am facing. Oh Lord, expose those secrets to me. With your light, expose them. With your light, expose them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every evil spirit that comes to oppress me. Every night that I sleep, or every time I sleep in the night, the fire of the Holy Ghost consume every spirit of darkness, spirit of witchcraft that comes to oppress me, to sit on me. Every time I sleep in the night, fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The hashishetunhesalea. Why should demons be oppressing you when you are a son of God? Why should darkness be sitting on your head, sitting on your chest when you are a child of God? Why should demons be oppressing you when you are a child of God? The fire of the Holy Ghost consume every darkness, every demon that comes to oppress me every time I sleep in the night. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. Every spirit of darkness, every witchcraft spirit that comes to engage my body, to engage my spirit, to engage my soul when I have slept or when I am sleeping, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have people that every time they sleep on their beds, they have been relocated into another realm. Though physically it looks like they are sleeping on their beds, but they have been relocated into the realm of darkness. And in that realm, they do all manner of things to them, and they don't know, they just sleep off. Yeah. They do all manner of initiation, all manner of pollution, corruption. They do it on them, but they have slept off. Yeah, because there are demons that have the power to relocate people. Yeah, they have the power to move people into a different realm, even while the person thinks he is unhurt. But the person is in another world. Yeah. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God arrest and destroy every demon. Every demon that is relocating me into another realm that is not of this world, another realm that is not in the earth, let the anger of God consume such spirit. Every demon that comes at night to move me into a realm that is not of God, into a realm that is not in the earth, let the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. So let the anger of God consume every demon, every every spirit of darkness that comes to me in the night to move me into another realm that is not of God, to relocate my spirit and soul into another realm that is not of God. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. I believe you are praying this prayer seriously. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Spirits of darkness that comes at night to relocate me into a realm that is not in God, into a realm that is not of God, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. Yeah, we have demons that their work is to control people's minds. Their mind control demons. Mind control principalities. Their work is to control people's minds. To make sure people don't think the right thoughts. And to make sure people don't live the life that God wants them to live. Yeah, because your actions are products of your thoughts. What you do, what you say, they are products of what is in your mind. The Bible says that out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speak. Yeah. You are going to pray against those demons. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God arrest and destroy every demon controlling my mind to go in a direction that is contrary to the will of God. Let the hunger of God consume every demon controlling my thoughts to go in a direction that is contrary to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hajeshe di tene kitashinala. Mahasu zashwishte hetushina. Begin to pray, say, let the fire of God arrest and destroy every mind-controlling demon giving me thoughts that are not of God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, raise up your right hand and say, let the fire of God arrest and destroy every mind controlling demon that is making me to think thoughts that does not glorify Jesus. That is making me to think thoughts that does not please God. That does not align with the will of God. Let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest and consume them. Every mind controlling demon that is making me to desire things that are not from God, are things that are not of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is a way devil can make you do his own will. Yeah. There is a way he can make you do his own will. And you will find yourself doing what God does not want you to do. All he needs to do is to arrest your mind, arrest your emotions, arrest your feelings. Yeah, so once he's able to control your mind and emotions, he can push you to do things that are not of God. And I believe here in this place tonight are people who only want to do things that are of God. I believe right here we have people who only want to do the things that please God and not the things that pleases Satan. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this moment onward, Satan shall have no power over my mind. Satan shall have no power over my emotions. Satan shall have no power over my feelings. Satan shall have no power over my thoughts. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. My hashtag itekushila, the suze and the shutida. Say, from this moment onward, Satan shall have no power over my soul. Satan shall have no power over my body. Satan shall have no power over my senses, over the senses in my body. Satan shall have no power over my tongue. Satan shall have no power over my legs. Satan shall have no power over my thoughts, my mind, my emotions. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, Satan shall not be able to move me out of the will of God. From this day onward, Satan shall not be able to push me to do what is not God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus, from this day onward, Satan shall not be able to deceive me into doing things that is contrary to the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I terminate every event and situation Satan have lined up on my path to happen to me. Every negative event and situations Satan has lined up on my way to happen to me, I cancel them right now. I terminate them right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I terminate them. Thank you, Lord. Every event and situations Satan have lined up on my path to happen to me, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Every negative situation, negative events Satan has placed on my path to happen to me, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, they have been canceled. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life and cause permanent changes. Permanent changes that would glorify your name. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life and cause permanent changes that would glorify your name. Permanent changes that will lift up my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, move mightily in my life. Move mightily in my life. Move mightily in my life. Cause permanent changes, irreversible changes that would glorify your name. Permanent changes that would elevate my life. Permanent changes that would beautify my life. Permanent changes that would relocate me to the place of destiny fulfillment. Permanent changes that would move my life forward. Permanent changes that would make me possess my possessions. Permanent changes that would give me dominion and in authority forever. Oh Lord, move in my life and cause those changes to happen. Cause those changes to happen. Changes that need to happen in my spirit. Changes that need to happen in my soul. Permanent changes that need to happen in my body, in my environment, in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny, that would glorify your name, that would make my life glorious. Oh Lord, let those changes begin to happen now. Let those changes start happening now. In the name of Jesus. The Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, there are some miracles that are according to the order of I'm looking for the perfect word to use. There are some miracles that God does them, and they abide forever. Yeah, they are according to the order of nature. If I can put it like that, they are just like the way nature is, and nature is not going to change. For instance, we have the sun, we have the moon, we have the stars. Yeah, and those things will continue. They will continue to be a blessing to the earth as long as the earth continue to exist. We have the river, the ocean, the sea. So those are natural blessings, and they will continue to be there. Yeah, forever, as long as the earth exists, continue to exist. Yeah, so there are some blessings from God, some miracles from God that are like that. Yeah, they are light. Or maybe I should say they are permanent, like the blessings of nature. Yeah, if that's the best way to put it. Yeah, and when God gives you those kind of blessings, it means you can never lose them. They would be with you forever. In fact, sometimes even your children will get to inherit from it. Even your children's children will get to inherit from it. So those kind of blessings, they are also generational blessings. Yeah, you need those kind of blessings. And if you can pray tonight, God will release those blessings into your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, according to your endless mercy, release into my life blessings that will abide as long as the earth remains. Blessings that will abide forever. As long as the earth remains. Oh Lord, release into my life such kind of blessings. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, according to your manifold mercies, according to your endless mercies, release into my life blessings, miracles that will abide forever. Miracles that will abide forever. Thank you, Lord. Grace that will abide forever. Strength that will abide forever. Lord, release such miracles into my life. Riches and wealth that will abide forever. Lord, release such blessings into my life. In the name of Jesus. Dominion, authority, anointing, gifts that will abide forever. Oh Lord, put such blessings on my life. Put such blessings on my life. Put such blessings on my life. Blessings that will continue in my bloodline. Blessings that even my children will live to inherit. Blessings that even my children's children would live to inherit. Oh Lord, put such blessings on my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You begin to be wise when you begin to fear God. If I ask how many of you want to be wise, I'm sure every one of you would raise up your hand. Would raise up your hands. Yeah. And if you really want to be wise, you must be full of the fear of the Lord. You must be full of the fear of the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I receive the spirit to fear and honor God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The spirit to fear God. All the days of my life. The spirit to fear God and honor God. I receive that spirit. I receive that spirit. I receive that spirit. In the name of Jesus. The spirit to fear and honor God. I receive that spirit now. We are in a dead age. Where people no longer fear God. Even ministers of God that should teach people to fear God no longer fear God. See, I receive the Spirit to fear the Lord and to honor Him. I receive the Spirit to fear the Lord and to honor Him. I receive the Spirit to fear the Lord and to honor Him. For this is the entrance into wisdom. This is how I will enter into the realm of God's wisdom. I receive the spirit to fear the Lord. I receive the spirit to fear the Lord. Thank you, Father. I believe you're praying like that. Say, I receive the spirit of the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You might have asked yourself, how is the fear of the Lord? How does it lead to wisdom? How does the fear of the Lord leads to divine wisdom. Yeah. The simple answer is that when you fear God, you will be attracted to God, or God will be attracted to you. Yeah. And God will begin to show you his ways. You know, just as the Bible says that Moses knew the ways of God, and the children of Israel, they only saw miracles. But Moses knew even how those miracles happened. I mean, Moses was able to know how those miracles were happening. He was able to know the mysteries of God. Why? Because he feared the Lord. So when you fear the Lord, God will be attracted to you, and God will begin to show you his ways. He will begin to guide you. He will begin to speak to you. He will begin to lead you, because he knows that anything he says, you will obey because you fear him. Yeah, so that is how it leads to wisdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live all my life in your fear. Help me to live all my life in the fear of you. Help me to live all my life honoring you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me. I want to know you closely. I want to be wise. I want to know your ways. Help me, O Lord, to live all the days of my life in the fear of you. Help me to live all the days of my life giving honor to you, giving honor to your word, giving honor to your kingdom, giving honor to the things of your kingdom. We have Christians that they dishonor spiritual things. They dishonor the things of God. They take the things of God so lightly. And that is why they can never be great in life, and they can never go far in life, because they dishonor God so much. They dishonor the things of God so much. They dishonor the move of God so much. They dishonor the gifts of the Spirit so much. They abuse the things of God. They abuse spiritual things. That is why they can never be great. Say, oh Lord, help me to live all the days of my life giving honor to you, giving honor to your name, giving honor to your word, giving honor to your kingdom, to the things of your kingdom. Help me to live all the days of my life in the fear of you, so that I can learn wisdom, so that I can be wise, so that I can know your ways and mysteries, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. have you read in a place in the Bible where it says that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him? Have you read that place in your Bible, in Psalm 25? Psalm 25 verse 14. Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. We have men on this earth that knows secrets of God. There are secrets in God. There are secrets in the kingdom of God, mysteries. And we have people whom God have shown those secrets. And that is why those people, they always conquer battles. They always excel. They always succeed. And they always prosper in their callings. Because God have shown them secrets. Secrets that controls the universe. There are secrets that controls the universe. And those secrets are real. They are as real as when you press the button on your phone and then your phone gives you what you ask your phone to give you. Yeah, you know, your phone is a computer. When you press this, it shows you what, you know, computer is about. You press a command and then the processing unit process the command and give you the output. And your mobile phone is also a computer. Just the way you press things on your phone and it gives you what you ask the phone to give you. The same way there are secrets in God that controls this universe. Every time you apply those secrets, the whole universe will listen to you. And the whole universe will respond to you. The whole universe will give you what you want. I don't know if you have heard about that before. All these living things God created, even the non-living things, there are secrets in God that controls all of them. All the creatures of God, there are secrets in God that controls them. So God will show these secrets only to those that fear him. Yeah. So we have men that they just need to speak once. When they speak once, it must come to pass. I'm not talking of prophecy. I'm talking of authority. Once they speak, then let this happen. It have to happen. Because they have known something that many people don't know. They have secrets of God. They are custodians of God's secrets. They are holders of God's secrets. Yeah, so how much of God's secrets do you know? You're going to pray. Do you really want to walk in the fear of God? Do you really want to live all the days of your life in the fear of God? You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, help me to abstain from everything killing the fear of God in my heart." Or you say, "Oh Lord, separate me from everything that is killing the fear of God in my heart." If you can easily do anything that is wrong without thinking how that thing affects God, then you don't have the fear of God. If you can easily make a decision and do whatever you want without first considering how that thing affects God and how that thing is against the will of God, then it means you don't have the fear of God. If you can easily open your mouth and say things that is wrong, that is contrary to God's will, without that consciousness of this thing I want to say, does it glorify God? If that consciousness is no longer in you, you just do things and you don't care whether God is offended or not, then it means you don't have the fear of God. Or it means the fear of God in you is dead. Yeah. So the fear of God makes us to think twice before we commit sin. The fear of God makes us to consider how our thoughts and words and actions, how they offend God before we manifest them, before we do them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, separate me from everything that is killing the fear of God in my heart. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mahashishi Celestia. Teshene de Gede Balhashtana. Tashizene Kushishtanala. Say, oh Lord, separate me from everything I do. Every habit, every attitude, every lifestyle that is killing the fear of God in my heart, in my soul. Oh Lord, separate me from them. Separate me from them. In the name of Jesus, separate me from every mindset, every culture, every way of life, every lifestyle that is killing the fear of God in my heart. Oh Lord, separate me now from them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another reason why God will commit his secrets to those people who fear him is because God can trust them. Because God can trust them. So the question is, can God trust you? Can God trust you? Yeah, God spoke about Abraham. He said, I know him. He would teach my ways, my statutes to his children. Yeah, God said, I know Abraham. He would do what I want. Yeah, does God know you? Does God know that concerning certain things, you will always be faithful? Can God trust you? Can God trust you? And so God is looking for men that can be trusted. Men he can count on. Yeah. Men like Job. Men like Abraham. Men like Moses. Men he can trust. You are going to pray. Ask yourself, if God cannot trust me, then what is wrong with me? Yeah, if God can't trust me, where have I gone wrong? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be among those people you can trust in this generation. Yeah. Can God trust you like He trusted Elijah? God trusted Elijah with a kind of power that can do anything. Elijah could do many things at will, at his own will. He doesn't have to pray to God to do it. He can at will do things and make things appear. And God could trust Elijah with such power, because He knows that He would not misuse the power, and He would not turn against Him. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? So you're going to say, Lord, I want to be among those you can trust at this time, in this generation. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to die to self. God will be able to trust people who are dead to self. God would only be able to trust those people. Say, oh Lord, I want to be among those you can trust in this generation. Oh Lord, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Can God trust you with riches and wealth? Can God trust you with billions and trillions of money? Will you not misbehave? Will you not fail? Say, oh Lord, help me. I want to be among those you can trust in this generation. Say, oh Lord, help me to die to self. Can God trust you with great power to work miracles? Can God trust you with souls of men? Can God put people in your care and you would not mislead them? Can God put people under your leadership and you will not corrupt them and deceive them and use them for your own selfish interest? Can God trust you? Can God trust you? Can God trust you with fame? And then God make you famous and then you start misbehaving. Can God trust you? Now this is a critical issue. Has God to help you? Say, oh Lord, I want to be among those you can trust in these last days. Help me to die to self. Help me to die to self. I want to be among those you can trust with great things. Oh Lord, help me to be dead to self. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let me read that verse again, Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. So God reveals His covenant to those that fear Him. He reveals His covenant to those that fear him. There's a covenant of God that binds the day and night. You can read Genesis chapter 1. Yeah, you will see that God separated the day from the night. Yeah, and he chose the sun to rule the day, and then the moon, the stars, to rule the night. Yeah, so there are covenants of God binding the creature, the creatures, the things he created. Yeah, and God will show his covenant to those that fear him. Yeah, the covenant of God is binding everything he created. So there are angels in charge of those covenants. There are angels in charge of the waters. They always make sure that the waters, they don't go beyond their boundaries. Yeah, there are angels that ensure that the oceans, they don't flow beyond their boundaries. That the seas, the rivers, they don't go beyond their boundaries. So everything is bound by covenant. Everything God created. And God will show this covenant only to those that fear him. Only to those that fear him. You are going to pray. So meaning that there are some covenants that you have to, some covenants of God that need to be activated in your life, in your ministry, in your calling. And through that, you enter into greatness. Yeah, in fact, there are covenants of God that is controlling the organs in your body, that is making sure that the parts of human body, they function the way they should function. Yeah, these things I'm saying, there is more to them, but there's no way I can make you understand with English words. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me your covenant by which the heavens and the earth function. Show me your covenant by which the heavens and the earth survive and function. Show me your covenant, O Lord, by which I would rise into greatness on earth. Show me your covenant. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, show me your covenant by which everything you created are being regulated. Show me your covenant that controls times and seasons. And help me to become great by these revelations. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, show me your covenant. Show me your covenant. Your covenant that have been established since the time the foundations of the world were laid. Lord, show me your covenant by which the earth survives and functions. Show me your covenant so that I can rise into greatness by those revelations. In the name of Jesus, your covenant that regulates all creatures, all the things you created, your covenant that controls times and seasons, your covenant that controls everything on earth. Lord, show me this covenant. so that I can prosper through those revelations, so that I can excel through those revelations, so that I can rise into greatness through such revelations. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You can study the lives of wise people in the Bible, and you begin to confirm these things we are dealing with in prayer tonight. You begin to confirm that what I am saying here tonight is true. Like, study the life of Daniel. Study the life of even Solomon. Study the life of Joseph. People with exceptional wisdom. Yeah, you would see that they had this fellowship with God that is so unique and special. They know God that they overcame many troubles of life. They know God so much that the elements of this world could not hurt them. Yeah, Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, and the lions could not touch him. Yeah, so these people, they know the covenant by which everything God created functions, and they know how to seek God based on that knowledge and get results and get miracles. So you're going to pray. You need revelations. And some revelations will change the way you think and the way you see things. Some revelations of God will change the way you interact with this world and with everything in this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me with so much revelations, such that I become wise. Say, Father, bless me with so much revelations, such that I become wise and prosper through your wisdom, such that I become wise and begin to prosper through your wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, bless me with so much revelations, so much understanding, so much revelations, so much understanding, such that I become wise through your revelations, such that I begin to prosper through your wisdom, such that I begin to rise into greatness through your wisdom. Oh Lord, bless me with revelations. Bless me with revelations. revelations of your covenant, revelations of your will, revelations of your personality, revelations of your nature, revelations of your ways. Bless me with revelations so that I can be wise, so that I begin to see things the way you see them, so that I begin to prosper through wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I want to turn the hearts of people from darkness, from worldliness, unto you. O Lord, anoint me for such purpose, for this purpose. Say, Lord, I want to turn the hearts of men from Satan, from wickedness, from unrighteousness, from worldliness, unto you. O Lord, empower me to do that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to turn the hearts of people away from Satan, away from sin, away from worldliness, away from unrighteousness. I want to turn the hearts of people unto you. Oh Lord, empower me to do this. Empower me to do this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Empower me, anoint me to turn the hearts of people away from darkness and lies and deception, even the hearts of worst sinners. Empower me to preach and teach the gospel in such a way that people begin to turn away from their unrighteousness, from their ungodly ways, unto you, the living God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, make all your realities real in my life. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, make all your realities that the Bible talks about, all your realities, oh Lord, make them real in my life. Make them real to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every reality that is in God's kingdom can be real to you. And in fact, until it is real in your life, I don't think you will enjoy Christianity. Until all the realities of God in the Bible become real in your life, you will not be able to enjoy and appreciate Christianity. So begin to pray. It is the Holy Ghost that make those realities real. Say, Father, by your Spirit in me, make all your realities real in my life. All the realities in your kingdom, make them real to me. Make them real in me. In the name of Jesus, make them real. Thank you, Father. Let them begin to appear to me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points before we round off the session. There are many realities in the Bible, things that have happened to people, things that happened through people. And in fact, there are many realities of God that is happening even in this generation. Now, why can't you seek God to partake in such realities, to experience those realities? Yeah, God, it is real that God speaks to people. Yeah, the question is does he speak to you? Yeah, it is real that God heals people. Yeah, has he healed you? It is real that God delivers people. So a lot of realities. Yeah, but many Christians are not seeking for those realities to happen to them. So you're going to pray. Jesus said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive hunger that cannot be quenched, unquenchable hunger, to seek for the realities of God until they happen to me. Until they happen through me. See, I receive unquenchable hunger. unquenchable hunger and thirst. Thank you, Lord, to seek after all the realities of God's kingdom, all the realities in God and in His kingdom, until I lay hold of them, until they happen to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You need that hunger. Without that hunger, you will not lay hold of them. You need hunger. Say, I receive hunger. I receive unquenchable hunger. I receive unquenchable hunger. Hunger that no one can quench. Hunger that nothing can quench. Hunger to seek after the realities of God and His kingdom, and to experience them, and to lay hold of them. I receive the hunger now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive the hunger to seek God in a way no one has ever sought Him before, so that I can experience His realities in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me garment of praise or spirit of praise, and any of the two. You're going to say, Father, put upon me garment of praise, to praise you like David. To praise you even more than David praised you. Give me a garment of praise. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, put upon me garment of praise. The more you are able to praise God, the more you will touch God. The more you are able to praise God, the more you will move God to action. Say, oh Lord, put on me garment of praise, spirit of praise, such that I can praise you the way the angels praise you, such that I can praise you the way David praised you, even beyond how he praised you. Oh Lord, give me the spirit of praise. Give me the spirit of praise. The spirit of praise. Put it on me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. 2 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. going to say in the name of Jesus, every deadly attack fashioned against me from the dark kingdoms, go back to your senders. You're going to see every deadly attack fashioned against me from the kingdoms of darkness. Go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Geshetu tehetan di halibala. Nush te tushira. Behande ki gilishtana. Tasha jenesa selashtana. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Every deadly attack fashioned against my marriage, fashioned against my spouse, fashioned against my family, fashioned against my children, from the realms of darkness, I command you, go back to your senders. Go back and consume your senders. In the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Go back to your senders. Every deadly attack programmed against me from the realms of witchcraft, from the realms of darkness, go back to your senders right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. There are some breakthroughs God is going to give some of us at this time. Some breakthroughs. Yeah, and I hope that after you have gotten those breakthroughs, I hope that it will help you to grow spiritually and to draw more closer to God. Yeah, because we have seen how some Christians, how they lost their relationship with God because God gave them some blessings. They felt like, oh, so I can have this. And they felt like, wow, this one is enough. They felt like, or maybe I should say, it became like that was what they had been seeking for from God. Or maybe I should say, it became like all that, how do I say it now? All this while they have been praying and drawing closer to God was just because of that breakthrough. Yeah, so they felt like, I don't know, they felt like, oh, now that I have gotten this one, I think I'm satisfied, then they no longer pray anymore. Yeah, they couldn't pray anymore. They couldn't fast anymore. They couldn't do spiritual exercises anymore. Yeah, because they felt like, oh, this is what I need, and now I have it. So why do I need to pray again? Yeah, why do I need to fast again? Yeah, I've gotten all that I want. So I pray that some of you who will experience breakthroughs at this time will not be deceived by the blessing to now become a prey to Satan and a prey to the kingdom of darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the breakthrough you have reserved for me at this time, let it manifest now. Let it appear now in my life. Begin to pray like that. The breakthrough you have reserved for me for this time, that I am in now, Lord, let it appear in my life. 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 The breakthroughs that is meant to change my status, the breakthroughs that is meant or that are meant to move me forward, to make me great and prosperous, oh Lord, release them now. The breakthroughs you have proposed in your heart to give me at this time so that my story would change. Oh Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus. The blessings, the breakthroughs you have proposed for me, for my family, for this time that I am, for this time that we are, oh Lord, release them there. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power that is working great things in this place. Thank you, Father. Thank you for great mercy you have shown us this night, this midnight. Thank you for making your will known to us during the course of these prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us how having the fear of the Lord would change our lives completely. Thank you for showing us how we can live our lives in such a way that you can trust us and commit great things into our hands. Thank you for showing us these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you visit everyone present in this meeting right now. Oh Lord, visit everyone right now and begin to release the breakthroughs you have programmed for this time in their lives. Lord, release those breakthroughs now in the name of Jesus. Lord, release the blessings, release the breakthroughs, release the helps, release the interventions, release the transformation, release the greatness, that which you have packaged for everyone here for such a time like this. Oh Lord, release them now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your understanding shall be enlightened by the Holy Ghost. Every darkness in your understanding shall disappear, and you shall begin to see things as God wants you to see them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will not just feel God's presence. I pray that you will begin to know God face to face. In the name of Jesus, the hunger that would take you far in your walk with God, receive the hunger right now in Jesus' name. The hunger that will make you to know God by experiencing all His realities. Receive the hunger now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray that you will not journey this world and waste away with the world. I pray that you make it to God's kingdom at the end of your race in this world. In the name of Jesus, may you not get lost with the world. May you be found in Christ, even in the end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.